This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Our friend Josh Appel is hopping on the stream here for a little rousing rendition of Twin Peaks Talk About It Tuesday. Because he was the impetus for one of the questions I believe we're going to get from Solana, unless Solana, you've just booted the question out because we decided it wasn't that entertaining after all.
Yeah, probably a bad decision on my part to base this entire Talk About a Tuesday segment around, one, Appel joining us, and two, that question specifically. It's really not that good of a question.
He texted us a question on a thread. It was just me and you, I think, Solana. It was a question.
No, Crowder was on it.
Crowder was on it. And it was a question, and Solana immediately was like, save it for Tuesday, 3:30 Tuesday. Man. And I was like, wow. I mean, because it didn't strike me as the greatest question either, but Solana seemed to love it so much. I was like, okay, I must be missing something on this because this is going to be terrific. Yeah. But now, I mean, kind of have to do it.
Was the plan to blindside me with we're not doing your question anymore?
Well, we had talked about it in the first hour. We might not do the question at all. But I think we're kind of obligated at this point.
I don't know.
You have a big open, Solana?
For what?
His question.
You want it here?
What?
I like it, Appel. Hell with them.
All right. Thank you.
I'll just text them an answer.
On Tuesdays, Hawk and Crowder talk about it.
Pick three restaurants to eat at for the rest of your life.
Talk about it.
How often are you changing your toothbrush?
Talk about it.
Pecan or pecan?
Talk about it.
Good question.
Let's talk about it.
All right, Solana.
All right, I guess we'll do this. If you guys open up a pair. Stupid. If you guys open up a pair of socks. And
imagine
one,
getting this text word for word
randomly, out of nowhere. I never texted that group
on like a Thursday night.
If you guys open up a pair of socks and one has a hole in it, but the other is fine, do you throw both out or do you keep the good sock?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. It's actually not the worst question in the world, because if you take it a little bit further, does it have to be a new pair or can it be any pair of socks? Usually you have, you know, several of the same type of sock. If one ends up having a hole in it, do you throw away two or do you keep an odd number of socks just stacked up? I don't know. Maybe you roll your socks so you have these. Mine are kind of stacked.
Well, that's what I meant. I roll my socks. So maybe I could have been a little more clear with when you open a pair of socks. I feel like when you open the roll of socks and you notice one has a hole in it, I keep the one sock.
Well, now you're jumping ahead. You're not even playing the game.
Oh, my bad.
Now you're not playing the game right. You know how to play this game. Why? Now it just became a conversation.
Never mind. What you got, Hawk?
Well, we have a whole formula that we go through here on Talk About It Tuesday, and Appel just decided he was being interviewed about his socks.
He busted it. Who buys one pair of socks? You buy a single pair of socks?
No. Where'd you get that from?
He said you open a pack of socks, one has a hole and one doesn't.
Not a pack.
I buy 10 at a time. It's 5 pairs.
Right. 5 pair. But what if one of the socks has a hole in it? Do you keep 9 socks?
Yes.
Or do you throw away an entire pair and keep 8?
You don't throw away anything that works.
I do. If one of the socks, because to me socks are one functioning unit. If half of it is broken, all of it is broken.
No, I'm not
even lying.
It's not, Hawk, because I have a lot of diabetes in my family. One sock can be used.
Well, I don't keep anyone around with one foot. No. Assuming you have 2 functioning feet and need a pair of socks and a pair of shoes. To me, a pair of socks is one something. So if any of it is malfunctioning, it's all no good. So if I have one sock with a hole in it, that entire pair goes in the garbage. What am I going to do with odd numbered socks anyway?
Well, eventually you're going to have another sock of another pair.
I don't have time to wait for something.
And now you
like
have
that.
And now you have
and
the one
a,
sock. And guess what? It's a free pair of socks now.
No, you don't.
That's a defeatist attitude.
But people get remarried. There was a pair, and that pair didn't work out. And now another white sock comes into the mix. Now there's 2 white socks that match. A pot has a lid for every pot, Hawk.
What, now what are you saying? You're literally just saying random words. I'm not even certain you're stringing together sentences.
I'll tell you my answer. I wear all footies. So they're black footies, they're Puma footies, they're Nike footies, they're all this. It doesn't matter. You can't see the top of my sock anyway, because I wear all low socks. So if I have a single black sock, I can put a Puma sock to a Nike sock and I can still have a pair of socks.
If you can walk around all day and not just feel that you don't have the same socks on, then there's now we know there's something wrong with your foot though anyway, but like you feel it. You feel incongruous all day. It just doesn't work.
I don't feel incongruous.
Sure you do. Yeah.
I feel both my feet have no sweat on them. You don't believe in divorce and remarriage?
No, I do not. Do you?
Both my parents got divorced, so
I'm sure it wasn't the children's fault. Don't let that weigh on you.
Yeah, when I set the house on fire, it put a lot of pressure on the relationship.
Jimmy, would you throw away a pair of socks? Would you keep one sock, or would you just keep them both?
I'm going to have to side with Crowder here. I would not throw them away.
It's good that at least someone understood what Crowder's side was.
Jimbo.
I did not. Solana, you're with me, right?
Hawk, I could not agree more with you, truthfully. If I feel, first of all, a hole in my sock, I'm disgusted. It ruins my day.
Disgusted. Absolutely.
I take both pairs off, even if one sock doesn't have the hole in it,
right?
Because they're a pair, they're a combo, they come together, and I throw them out because I don't want loose socks in my sock drawer.
Of course not.
I don't want loose socks in my sock drawer. That is indicative of an unorganized person. truthfully.
100%. I know Crowder. You don't make your bed in the morning. Yeah. I do. Guess what? I also don't have wayward socks running around my closet. Right. Like everything.
Running
is,
around.
Yeah, that's right. Running
There's
around.
There's socks causing havoc in your home.
Yep.
If you have an unpaired sock somewhere in your closet, it is absolutely causing havoc.
Mm-hmm.
With the rest of the socks. They can't deal
that's
with
right.
them.
That's right.
He's out here drinking, smoking. He's just causing trouble.
Essentially, that is what a wayward sock is doing. Yes. That, I mean, it's a perfect analogy. Josh, go ahead.
I'm not sure that I love my allies on this, but I'm keeping the one sock. Like I said, eventually another one of my pairs, one of the socks is going to get a hole in it, and now I have a free pair of socks. And as somebody points out on the text line, sometimes socks get lost in the washing machine, and you put a pair in with all your whole load of laundry. Only one sock makes it out. Thank goodness I kept the other sock from that pair that had a hole in it. Now I got another free pair of socks.
No.
Always be prepared. This is, to me, for you guys, this is you guys failing to prepare.
Mm-hmm.
It's you being a hoarder is what it is. You just have anything that could potentially go wrong later. That's how hoarders talk. Like, paperclip came with this with my tax filings this year, so let me just pile these paperclips in the closet somewhere. Yeah. And then it's rubber bands. There's a rubber band on the street. Let me pick up this rubber band because I might need to rubber band something one day. I'm not a hoarder,
but everybody
well,
knows what kind of socks you wear, Hawk? White crew socks? You like a white crew sock guy?
I like. I'll show you
for free. Oh, that was going to stick his foot up there.
Yeah, but you're going to get the same style sock.
It's my preferred sock.
Oh, I wish you hadn't
shown
me
that. So
you
like a little footy. You like the footies. Little Hanes footy.
Now,
yes.
I only have one. I've lost all the others.
You hoarder. Oh, so much havoc going on.
I only wear one sock at a time. Maybe I'm not the right person to be having this conversation.
If you keep that one,
let me show you my
later, another one will come up, and now there's a two, and now you have a pair. Y'all are spoiled. Y'all are spoiled brats.
You know how much socks cost these days with tariffs?
Josh, you gonna throw out a perfectly good sock?
That's
ain't
what I'm
no
saying.
Way in hell.
These are my good socks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Those, of course, my Dr. Fauci Ambien purchase socks. Now, if I lost one of my Fauci socks, Josh, you would keep them in case you lost another Fauci sock somewhere and then you'd be able to pair it?
Yeah, exactly. You're right. I'm keeping one of those in the off chance I lose another pair of Fauci socks from one of them. Now I got another pair of Fauci socks.
Look at that. I've got the dancing Faucis. All right. Do you have another question for Talk About It Tuesday, Solana, to save today's segment?
Absolutely. Yeah. Several questions, not necessarily to save the segment, but.
All right. We'll try to save it.
Okay. It's hard. Very hard.
That wasn't good?
Yeah. By the way, point goes to Crowder. Way to go, Crowder. You're leading 1-0 here.
But he wasn't even on our side.
But I had the best argument.
Well, no.
Who doesn't believe it? Who doesn't believe in remarriage?
It was socks.
Don't I get a point?
I love love.
I love love as well.
Jimmy deducted a point, of course.
Wow. Tough break, Jimmy.
Damn.
All right, you have money left in your account to place one of these bets. One of these bets.
All right.
A third Florida Panther Stanley Cup title. So you're betting the Panthers to win the Stanley Cup again for the third time. Next season, obviously. Or a guaranteed Dolphins conference championship appearance. So they just have to make the conference title. They're not guaranteed to win it, but they're getting there. So that's two playoff wins. Which one are you placing your bet on?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. Are you saying, what do I think is more likely, the Dolphins going to a conference championship game or the Panthers winning another Stanley Cup?
Yes.
The more judicious use of words.
Should I bet on the guaranteed conference championship or the Panthers? Maybe being
it was a lot. I mean, there was a lot of words.
My question
going
was
on
that?
There. It was a pretty word simple salad. Question.
Word salad. It's his superpower.
That is his superpower. I would bet the Panthers to win a third Stanley Cup. That seems more realistic than the Dolphins, who, again, I wouldn't be surprised. Well, I would be surprised if they went to the conference championship, but I wouldn't be surprised if they won a playoff game this coming season. I really wouldn't. Crowder, which one are you betting on?
Oh, bet money. I'm betting on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champions who kept all their players and even might have got better. You never know. Bob's still there. It's simple. The Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in 20-plus years. The Panthers have won two chips. I'm going with the Panthers, and it's an easy answer.
Josh?
The Panthers play Paul Ball. If the Dolphins played Paul Ball, maybe they'd have a shot at winning in the postseason. But if they don't, and because of that, we're betting on the Panthers again to three-peat.
Jimmy?
They play Mac Ball.
Panthers.
All right. And Solana.
I'm going with the Dolphins here, fellas. I think you guys are way off, man.
It's a ridiculous question. There was probably a better question in there somewhere, but it's ridiculous. No one's going to pick the Dolphins in that situation. How could you?
I'm picking the Miami Dolphins. The idea that a Stanley Cup champion will do it a second time is crazy enough. A third time hasn't been done in my lifetime, I don't think. I honestly didn't look that up. I have no idea. But it just seems unlikely. No disrespect to the Panthers.
Well, also, not in your lifetime as an NFL team not won a playoff game in 25 years. Man. But now it has.
That's a good point. Yeah. Point to Crowder in this one as well. Point to Crowder.
Appreciate you recognizing my genius,
Solana.
Makes no
sense. Yeah. You have anything else to save this segment? We're already over time, but I feel like it really needs to be saved.
I don't, but I do have a couple more topics. You guys saw tickets for the Mavs and the Lakers Summer League game. The most expensive Summer League game ever. $2,500, the most expensive ticket in Summer League history. So I'm asking you right now.
How much did you say?
$2,500.
No, it wasn't. $200.
To see Cooper Flag play Bronny?
$2,500 is the most expensive ticket to sit courtside to see Cooper Flagg and Bronny James. There is a ticket that's $2,500, Hawk. It's the most expensive ticket in the history of Summer League.
What, is someone buying it, though?
Yes. Somebody bought it. Somebody purchased it.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. Anyways.
Cooper Flagg versus Bronny.
Would you rather have a free ticket to watch Bronny James go up against Cooper Flagg in Summer League action later this week, or a free ticket to the FIFA Club World Cup final in New Jersey on Sunday?
Talk about it.
Talk about it.
Talk about it. All right, let me talk about the Cheetah, because this isn't going anywhere. Cheetah Pompano, it's a great spot to watch a fight.
Point Crowder.
My man!
Are you asking if I'd rather go to a sporting event in Vegas or in Jersey?
You're choosing between a final of a major sanctioned event or a summer league game in Las Vegas. Yes, that's what I'm asking you.
But courtside?
No. Free ticket.
Not courtside.
So just anywhere?
Nosebleeds? I choose neither.
I don't know where the tickets are. Fine, courtside.
Man, we ain't going up there.
I mean, unless my feet's on the wood, those tickets are no good. Point Michael Irvin. All right. We gave it a shot. It was a Pel's fault, though.
Yeah.
Would you rather see Cooper Flagg and Bronny or a finals for the Cup, Club, whatever the hell you're talking about?
Club. Did you say the finals? The Club World Cup finals?
Yeah. I mean, come on. Uphold the integrity of Talk About It Tuesday. Come on. What are you guys doing? Uphold the integrity of Talk About It Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Come on.
There's no integrity. You keep awarding Crowder points. He's a babbling brook of nonsense. Where's the integrity?
I got a point, Solana.
Congrats to Channing Crowder, winner. Talk About It Tuesday, July 8th, 2025.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.